In London lived a wealthy merchant's wife, who lived here a long and happy life. Her loving husband plowed the ocean main, in sumptuous robes his lady to maintain. The glory of this world she did behold, rich jewels, diamonds, chains of shining gold, embroidered silks and other gems vast o'er, as rich as ever London lady wore. Her very heart was swallowed up in pride, so that she minded little else beside, if that she did frequent the house of prayer, it was to see and learn new fashions there. She had two daughters, both of beauty bright, in one of which she placed her chief delight. The other she did constantly despise, and over her did daily tyrannize. The youngest daughter, modest, meek, and mild, she did not use as if she was her child. Father and mother both did her degrade, and kept her like a drudge or servant maid. On all occasions, still early or late, the younger sister was obliged to wait. She cheerfully the same did undergo, because it was their will it should be so. Their darling, like a peacock fine and gay, was still adorned in sumptuous rich array, and to a boarding school was sent to be fit for a husband of no mean degree. Her portion being 1,500 pound, the noise of which was blazed all London round, so that rich suitors came both night and day. At length the merchant bore the prize away. In state and triumph they the wedding kept. The younger sister, she in sorrow wept, because while they did feast with sumptuous fare, they did not think her worthy to be there. But now behold how fortune soon did frown, to pull their high and haughty spirits down. In 3 months' space the wealthy father died, and thus began the woeful fall of pride. Soon after this the son-in-law was found to be in debt above 5,000 pound, so that her daughter's portion went at last, and he likewise into a prison cast. The mother, to release him out of thrall, for here her darling sate did part with all. And though by this at length he was set free, they were reduced to woeful poverty. The youngest daughter, whom they did revile, a hand of providence did bless the while. For living with a worthy ancient knight, he doted on her splendid beauty bright. Then making her his honest lawful wife, with whom she led a comfortable life. And when he died he left her all his store, which was 2,000 pounds a year and more. So soon as ere her mourning year was past, many right worthy suitors came at last. Yet she no choice of any match would make, but lived a widow for her mother's sake. Home to her house this daughter took her straight, to live there on a plentiful estate. And would not bear in mind. Brother and sister likewise did depend on her for why they had no other friend. But she whom they had often spited low, to whom they for their constant succor go. Now let all parents that this ditty hear have equal kindness for your children dear. Those that you think scarce worthy of your love do oftentimes the greatest blessings prove.